Sterling didn't get fined for that hit.
He had it for him.
I'm wondering if there was an internal fine.
Oh, no, nah, man. He came down, he tried to make a play, and it was an incomplete pass. So I told those guys, as long as the receiver doesn't catch it, I'm all for friendly fire sometimes.
How close do you feel you are to returning?
I don't know. I'm just trying to, you know, work hard and get back. I don't want to tell you I'm real close and then I'm not out there and it seems like I was just making stuff up. So I'm just going to work and trying to get back in as soon as I can.
You know, there have been a lot of questions, obviously, about the secondary this year. But when you go out, Chung goes out, and those guys held it down pretty well, it seems. What did you think watching them?
Like I've been telling you, we're confident, you know. We got a bunch of guys that work hard and try to get better each day, and I think that shows, you know, guys that might not be big names, everyone else outside of this building, but we don't worry about that. You know, guys get better, they compete in practice, and it rolls over to the game. And I think when you watch our games, you see no matter who's out there, they're competing. Guys are making plays on the ball, just trying to compete. So I think no matter the name, no matter the person out there, that's what you're going to see from this group.
We've also seen Julian Edelman now out there. What do you think of that?
I think when you see him on the field, you see competitiveness at his best. Whether it's running downhill, making a tackle, trying to make a play on the ball, Julian's over there and he's just feisty. He's just trying to do whatever he can to help the team out. And when he's out there helping the defense out, I think he's doing a great job.
So it does obviously suck to not be able to play, but have you been able to use any, I don't know if you've had more free time, but use any time to benefit anything on the field? Go back and look at, you know, more film or study or new perspective or anything?
Watching is definitely different, but for the most part, you watch and you try to understand and get better by taking mental reps. So it's, you know, even if it's not, you know, watching games that I played in or watching, you know, when we played, even watching games ahead of me and seeing what other guys are doing and just trying to get some type of mental, I guess, rep from that play and see how you can take that over. And all that, I think, is in your head, and you get new techniques and stuff like that just from watching other people.
How about maybe learning from early in the season, maybe not on a week-to-week basis, but maybe looking back at the games that you play and picking up stuff that maybe...
I wish I had that much free time, but no, a lot of my time, I was in here, watching the film, preparing for the next team, because I just didn't know. I was out there seeing how it went each day in practice. So, and that's what I've been keep doing. So just most of my free time is if I wasn't able to play in that Sunday or the other week, Monday night. So just that has been the free time. And in those days, I was kind of totally focusing on the TV and hoping those guys went out there and played well, and they did.
How much have you been able to test it with physical contact?
Just out there in practice. Trying to do everything I can in practice, and I think that's the biggest test, seeing what I can do and how much I can just be who I am as a player and play.
How much better does it feel now?
Oh, it feels a lot better, and it's getting better, and I'm hoping that each day when I wake up, I move it around a little bit and it feels better than it did yesterday morning.
What about Sunday?
That's what I'm hoping it feels the best by, so we'll see.
Have you ever had a shoulder injury before?
No.
Sort of a bizarre question, but why now to talk to us? I know we've asked you the last couple weeks. Is it, you know, I'm sort of looking into it saying maybe you're close.
Oh,
you're
nah.
Talking to us.
Yeah. Today you guys caught me right in between.
So we caught you.
Yeah, right in between.
Everything.
Caught you, exactly.
Is that press coverage?
The persistence pays off, I guess.
Underwood, Jones, McCourty, what's going on here? Is this Rutgers stuff? I mean, what is that?
I think it speaks for itself, man. We got great players down in New Jersey, and
Pitch.
Coach Belichick sees it.